At age 17, young Sitawa Wafula of Kenya was diagnosed with both epilepsy and bipolar disorder. Having a mental illness in her country is seen as a spiritual taboo. And in Sitawa's harrowing and lonely experience, she decided to stop waiting for a doctor to come to her and to instead take matters into her own hands. Sitawa lost a job because she had a seizure. She had to drop out of university after being raped. With no support system, Sitawa started blogging about her daily challenges. In 2014, she won $25,000 from the Google Africa competition for her work and used the money to start My Mind, My Funk, Kenya's first free mental health support line. The helpline receives about 25,000 text messages a year, helping about 11,000 people. Sitawa knows how tough it can be for fellow Kenyans to open up about their struggles, but she remembers how emotionally rewarding it was to get her feelings out in the open in a journal before launching her blog.
One of the things I always say, and I still say today, having a blank piece of paper is like a new lease of life. It's like today, regardless of all the things that you're fighting in your head or in your life, this is a new lease of life. Pour on it what struggles you have. Pour on it what sort of day you want to have today.
And what are they most concerned with without revealing any confidences?
Most of the ones I've been getting are about people feeling depressed, going through depression, people feeling some sense of hopelessness or some sort of pressure in terms of they should have achieved something or gone this far, but they don't feel that they've been able to achieve that.
Is it men or women mostly who contact you?
Surprisingly, I get more emails from men. It sort of looks like it's easier for women to walk up and say, this is what I'm going through. We've just been trying to dig deeper into that and just seeing it's more of a social constraint where men are unfortunately supposed to come across in a certain way. So they're supposed to be macho. They're supposed to be in control. When someone is going through depression, we tell them, unfortunately, man up. That means you need to be standing on your own two feet. You're not supposed to be crying or weak or complaining about things. So for them, it's much easier to write it down than to walk up to people and say, hey, I'm struggling with this and that.
In all of your work over these years, since you started the blog and now the success of the Google Award and the support line, what infrastructure, what programs do you need to back you up?
It's not necessarily one thing, because the issues that people with mental health conditions face come from different places. So number one would definitely be awareness creation, which hopefully will reduce the stigma and discrimination that people face, and also hopefully encourage more people to come forth and look for support. So once more people are coming forth for support, the second thing would definitely be affordable and accessible mental health services. And then from a government point of view, we need implementation of the mental health policies.
How does the success of your hotline make it hard for you to have a personal life of your own?
Initially, it was a little bit hard because then I was trying to think, the first thing people will think about when they see me is someone who has epilepsy and she might fall. But then with time, it's made it easier for me to be in spaces I want to be in because people already know. So then I don't need to pretend or act a certain way or not do certain things because I'm afraid of what people will say or what they'll think about me. What I'm working on right now is more from a personal point of view of dividing the two and drawing the line and make it very clear that my work life ends here and my personal life, which is more or less me being in my own space and just doing a lot of my artwork, starts here.
All right. Well, good luck finding that balance. And I hope that 2017 is a great year for you, Sitawa.
Thank you very much.
Sitawa Wafula is the founder of My Mind, My Funk, Kenya's first free mental health hotline.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.